Hi, you're listening to The Golden Rock. This is a very special edition of the podcast. About a week and a half ago, I had a chance to talk to writer director Kenneth B. This is about a 27-minute interview, and I asked him various things about his films and the Hong Kong film industry. So without further ado, here's the interview. Okay, this is The Golden Rock. Today we're honored to have writer director Kenneth B. He directed such films as Rise Rhapsody and The Drummer, and we're very happy to have him with us. Thank you, Kenneth.
Hi, Kevin. How are you?
Good. Okay, so let's begin. Want to get clear about your background first. You were a Western-educated filmmaker in Canada, correct? You studied drama?
I studied, theater.
Theater, so you started out acting, or is
it? Well, it was a comprehensive kind of program. Like, we did everything. We did directing, acting, writing, stage managing, everything. Yeah, technical and creative.
So what brought you back to Hong Kong, and how did you get started with filmmaking?
I wanted to, I did some theater after I left school in Toronto, and I found that I couldn't, after writing and acting in a couple of things myself, I ran out of things to do, ran out of things to write about, and I read somewhere that a writer has to have roots. So that's why I thought, well, I guess I don't know who I am. I don't know where I come from. I should go back to Hong Kong. So that's what I did. And I wanted to do film. And I took some film courses. I know that film is a technical medium. So that's why I came back to learn about the technical side of things in the film industry.
So did you start out under the typical disciple system where you learn and then
apprentice system? Kind of. I was lucky because I met Sylvia Chang, and then she introduced me to a couple of directors, and another director introduced me to Teddy Robin, and then basically I stayed in Teddy Robin's office, his company, for about 3 or 4 years, I think. You know, we did a lot of music videos and films, and learned editing there. Mm. Acting, everything, you know, acting, editing, writing. So we did everything there. Yeah.
So being Western educated, did you have any difficulty adapting to the Hong Kong system?
At the beginning, I always say this, like, we use the same words, but we always mean different things. So I found that, you know, talking to people here, writers, we actually are not really communicating when we talk amongst ourselves. The things I cared about then, you know, nobody else cared about. I would say, well, why does this character do this? Why would he do this? You know, and then they say, well, it doesn't matter. You know, it's a movie. You know, nobody will ask, the audience won't ask that. And at that time, I thought, maybe they're right because they know more than I do. You know, and so I started learning about the Hong Kong way, and then I found later that, well, no, it's not true that the audience won't care. You know, so out of that, you know. I think it took about six, seven years to actually assimilate two different ways of thinking in creative work, to merge the two, my background and what I learned here. So I would say it took about, you know, by the time I made my first film, I'd been in Hong Kong for like 10 years.
Mm-hmm. So what did you do during that 10 years?
I did everything. I like assistant directing, art directing, music, composing, acting, writing, behind the scenes, associate producing, producing other people's things, line producing. I did almost everything, so that actually when I make my films, I would know what to ask for, and I would be more able to appreciate, like, the people working for me, what their problems are, you know. So like that, if they don't have enough money to do something for me, I would be able to come up with an answer for them, mm-hmm. For a cheaper way, you know. Basically, everything I learned just to help myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you were based in Hong Kong for 10 years. Then why did you choose Singapore for your first feature film?
Because actually, the film, because I had visited Singapore and I found that Singapore was the only country in Asia that's so clean. That's so, and it's run by Chinese people, but not like a Chinese society. So I, because they speak English, or you know, a version of English in Singlish, I just thought that would be a good way for me to get in. Mm-hmm. Not get in the film industry, but get into making a film. You know, the way I can approach this, it's half Chinese, half English, so it's kind of like my background, you know. And actually the story came from the idea came from Fu Chen. He and another producer, they were shooting a film in Singapore for Yang Fan, you know. And then they just noticed that there was like such a visible gay community in Singapore. Mm-hmm. So, and you know, it's not like we don't have gay people in Hong Kong, but why is it so visible in Singapore? Mm-hmm. So they started wondering about this, and then they came up with the idea of, well, what if a mother has three gay sons? You know, mm-hmm. what would she do? So that, you know, and I took that and I ran with it. You know. Mm.
So your first film, you had producers such as Jackie Chan, Albert Yeung, Chan. Was there any pressure from them because they're the big, you know, experienced executives? Did it give you any pressure as to how to film?
No, actually, it was like. Like a dream, because it doesn't happen very often, but once Willie Chan heard the story, once Sylvia Chang was on board, nobody gave me any hassle, you know. They just trusted me, and I delivered the film the way I wanted it. I mean, I showed them once or twice. They would give me a few suggestions, like faster here, slower there, or you know, usually faster, not slower. You know, faster here, faster there, and that's what I did. Mm-hmm. And I changed a little bit, and they didn't interfere with the process at all. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Yeah. But then on the other hand, the Singapore government, you got some government funding for the film, right?
Yeah, we got the Singapore Film Commission.
Recently, the Singaporean government actually fined a television station there because a decorating show they showed supposedly normalized the homosexual lifestyle.
Uh-huh.
So did you have any trouble with government censors after or before you shot the film?
Well, this was funny because they had the Singapore Film Commission, which invests in films, but that is a separate entity to the censor board. So we thought when we made the film, since we had Singapore government money for the film, we would get by the censor board easier. Mm-hmm. That turned out not to be the case. That when it came time for them to censor the film, or you know, look at the film, they gave the film like the highest rating that they could give. Mm-hmm. I mean, I actually made the film so mild, with nothing really contentious about it, for the Singapore government, for the Singapore market, because it takes place in Singapore. Then it turned out that it didn't help us at all. You know, they gave us the highest rating, which meant no promotion on radio, TV, or some, you know, like posters or something like that. Mm-hmm. Basically, it's a kiss of death. You know, they won't let you promote the film. Mm. And so that was a problem. Mm. That was a problem. And because it was supposed to be a simultaneous release in Hong Kong and Singapore, they couldn't get around the censorship problem. So, you know, a distributor in Singapore tried to talk to the government about it and say, you know, can you lower it, please? And and then eventually they did lower it to like the next highest, which is like 18 or something. Mm-hmm. Which is, you know, didn't help that much. But it was not a simultaneous release, you know. It was after Hong Kong and Taiwan.
So do you think after that experience you would maybe hesitate doing films in Singapore or dealing with subjects that could be taboo in some countries?
Well, Yeah, I guess, but it depends on the film, depends on the subject matter. I mean, our biggest problem now is China.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
China has everything is forbidden. Everything that's fun in movies is forbidden, you know. So what do you do?
So did the drummer? Well, Rise Rhapsody didn't get play in China.
No, it would not get released.
And the drummer did it?
Yeah, the drummer got released, but they cut a lot of stuff out.
On the
film, on the copy of the film.
Because of the triad fees, or
yeah, all the triad stuff. They anything to do with a little bit of violence, you know. There was not much violence in the film, but they cut out a lot of stuff. We suggested a few cuts, and I took them out myself. And then we showed it to them, and they said fine. And then we sent the copies up. When the film copies came back to Hong Kong, we found there were more cuts on the film that they actually, when they got there, they cut it themselves. Yeah.
And you were probably not very satisfied with.
Well, you know, there's nothing I can do about it, so I don't even think about it.
So both Rise Rhapsody and the drummer, they both have sort of Pan-Asian qualities to them. Like, they still dealt with Chinese language, but they sort of branched out beyond your base of Hong Kong. Was it a coincidence, or is that something that you do intentionally?
No, I don't do it intentionally, but you're right. Both films are not really local Hong Kong films.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's not intentional. It's just the way I end up choosing my subject matter.
Mm-hmm.
So it's subconscious. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So will you be maybe branching out even further past or within other countries in Asia or even past Asia?
Yeah. Actually, I always say this. You know, and I'll go wherever the subject matter and the work takes me. You know, it doesn't have to be anywhere. It doesn't have to be Hong Kong or Taiwan or Chinese language. It doesn't have to be anything that I'm familiar with. It can be something I'm not familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So would you willingly avoid sticking to Hong Kong? Or
no, I don't avoid sticking to Hong Kong, but it's just I've never really found anything interesting in Hong Kong that I want to do that is specifically Hong Kong subject matter, you know. I think maybe because, you know, I didn't grow up completely here, you know. Part of my growing up was elsewhere, so I'm not bound by sentimentality.
Right.
You know, I have to shoot this part of Hong Kong because I grew up in this part of Hong Kong. You know, the part I grew up in Hong Kong, I don't like. You know, I hate the part that I grew up in, and I never wanted, you know, do anything about that part, you know.
Mm-hmm.